Oh, hi there. I'm Bob the Tomato. Come on over to my house. Welcome to my house. It's the one up on the hill. It's the place I cook my dinners, take my baths, and pay my bills. It's the place that I get letters from kids like you.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Larry.
Every day we get a letter, gotta make the problem better.
Do you like my yellow sweater?
VeggieTales.
You've seen us on DVD.
But now at last we're on TV.
From Portland to Schenectady.
It's VeggieTales. VeggieTales.
VeggieTales.
VeggieTales.
It may be time for VeggieTales.
You know, I think that's on backwards.
Why, I believe it is.
Nice. Hi, kids, and welcome to VeggieTales.
On TV.
That's right, Larry.
I love being on television.
I'll get it.
Mail, mail, here is your mail. It's here in my bag, not in bucket or pail. I bring it through hailstorm or blizzard or gale, for I am the man who delivers your mail.
Oh, great.
Really? Mail, here is your mail. It's here in my bag.
Jimmy, we've heard this before.
I know, I know. Just stick it through the mail slot. Don't mind a bit.
Ta-ta.
What's it say?
Let's see. Dear Bob and Larry, my dad tells me my grandma hasn't been feeling well lately. I love her so much, but I can't do anything to make her feel better. My big brother says we need to trust in God. What gives? If he has a plan for us, why can't I know what it is?
Good question.
So do you think it's possible that God has a plan for Grandma? Signed, Mary from Hoboken.
It's not only possible, it's a sure thing. But we can't always know God's plan. So take a look at this and you'll see what we mean. The victory parade for Gideon.
And what an event it is! The music, the floats, the spectacle. It's all here to celebrate one thing. Gideon's extraordinary military victory over the previously undefeated, excessively hairy Midianites.
He's coming.
Yes, the man of the hour. Riding on a tube of floats covered with 10,000 roses. The red ones were shipped in from Jerusalem, the white from Bethlehem, and the purple roses came from Cairo.
That's a lot of flowers.
Indeed it is, but that's a lot of hero. Yes, Gideon, a man who overcame his complete lack of military experience to become not only the hero of the day, but perhaps the greatest Hebrew warrior of all time.
I wish I was him.
This is a man who laughs at danger, who doesn't know the meaning of the word fear. This is a man who single-handedly defeated an army of more than 30,000 enemy troops.
Wait, stop! Stop the parade! Whoa! I'm sorry, what you're saying is nice and all, but that's just not the way it was. This is how it really happened. I was minding my own business, practicing my latest marching band moves, when my life was changed forever.
Gideon! Hey, Pipsqueak! Do you mind?
Nope, don't mind at all. You guys work on the football, and I'll practice my part in the marching band. We're all on the same team. And yeah, and the game's back on. The drums would be over here going, rat-a-tat-tat. And the horns would be over here going, doo-doodly-doo. And then I jump up with my tuba going,
fantastic!
Your brother!
Hey! Ha ha! Yeah, that's real funny, guys. You wanna come and get your ball? Hiding. Wait, what did you say?
Hail, mighty man of valor!
Oh, yeah, you must be looking for my brothers.
Nope, I'm looking for you. I'm an angel.
The angels, huh? Well, I'm a warrior. Maybe we'll play your team this year.
No. I'm a real angel, sent from the Lord above with a message.
The Lord, Lord?
The same.
Huh. Pretty cool.
Now, human. That'd be you. It is perfectly normal for you to be terrified and confused. Having an angel appear before you is not exactly an everyday occurrence.
Why'd you laugh like that?
It says here I'm supposed to make you feel comfortable. Take a load off. This may take a while.
Okie dokie.
I am sure you have many questions for me.
No, not really.
And while there are many things I can do to prove I come from the Almighty, I must note that I can do nothing without God's approval. However, he will allow me to show you a small sample of his splendor, e.g. answers to personal questions, minor miracles, appearing and or disappearing at will.
Did you just say e.g.?
Yeah, it means for example.
Well, then why didn't you just say for example?
Because this says e.g.
Okay.
Frightened human, what kind of sign do you need to prove I am from he who is above all things?
Nothing. I already believe you.
Really? Because I got at least 5 more pages here.
No, I'm good.
You don't need me to fly around?
Well, you can if it makes you feel better.
To be honest, I just flew all the way from heaven. I'm a little winded.
Then relax. Can I get you something cold to drink?
Oh, a lemonade would be fine.
There you go.
Thanks. You have no idea what a relief your reaction is. Folks usually freak out, and I end up spending the first week just trying to calm them down.
That must get real tiring.
You don't know the half of it. You don't need any proof at all?
Nope. If you say you're from God, I believe you.
Because I got credentials. Check this out.
Cool. Can I get one of those?
Well, we don't give these out to just anyone, but I'll see what I can do.
So, Mr. Angel, what's your message?
Here's the skinny. I've been sent from the Lord above to tell you that you have been chosen to lead Israel's army against a ferocious enemy that is even now at your doorstep.
Wait, I've been chosen to lead an army? I think there's been a mistake.
You're a warrior, aren't you?
This? Oh, no, my brothers are the real warriors. I'm just the guy you call when you want a victory parade after the battle. I'll go get them.
God hasn't chosen them. He wants you.
But I'm not trained in weapons of war. I'm trained on the tuba. How many wars have ever been won by marching in formation?
You'd be surprised.
My brothers are bigger and stronger.
He wants you.
I'm afraid of the dark.
To tell you the truth, so am I.
I scream like a girl.
Put me in the dark and I do too. He still wants you.
Sorry, I just can't do it.
You trust that I'm an angel. You trust that I was sent from God. So what's the big problem with doing what he says?
I thought you were coming to give me a pep talk. A little well done, good and faithful servant. But this is way out of my league.
If you want to hear the Lord say well done, then you'll have to do what he asks.
You're absolutely sure that God has chosen me?
Yep. He wants you to defeat the invading Midianites.
Well, how many Midianites are we talking about here? That's it? One guy? No problem. When do we start? Hold that thought.
Take a gander.
Well, it's been nice talking to you. That's beginning to get irritating.
Well?
Well, what? I'm not fighting them. There's no way I can defeat an army that large.
It's not your job to defeat them. It's God's. It's your job to trust that he'll do what he says.
I'm sorry, but you've just got the wrong guy.
God never chooses the wrong guy.
Well, this time he made a mistake.
God never makes mistakes.
Not once? Not one single mistake in all of recorded history?
Never! Though, as far as I'm concerned, the jury's still out on spiders.
Understand, I'm not saying I'll do it, but if I did, I'd need a sign first.
A sign?
I've got to know absolutely, positively, beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is in this.
Me, you believe, but from God you need a sign? Oh! Hit it, boys.
You can trust that God exists. Just open up your eyes. Did it all with no assist. Don't tell me you're surprised. He made the stars.
There's no doubt.
Sun and moon.
Gotta shout.
The universe.
Inside out.
Do not doubt he's real, my friend. Just because he can't be seen. Like the breeze blowing through the trees. He's working in a frame. Solar system's kinda big, but it fits inside his hand. He cares for you, and so it's true. You can trust the great I am.
Say what?
You can trust the great I am.
So what'll it be, Gideon? What kind of a sign do you need before you'll trust God? Do you want time to go backwards? Mountains to fall down? Talking vegetables to tell Bible stories?
No, I'm thinking I'll lay out a small piece of lamb's wool on the ground. Then, tomorrow morning, if the wool is wet, but the ground around it is dry, I'll know God is in this.
Crazy man!
Gideon, now do you trust that God will do what he says he's gonna do?
Yes, absolutely. After just one more test.
The Midianites are attacking in just 2 more days!
That's why I'm only asking for 1 more test. This time, make the fleece dry, but everything around it be wet.
Crazy man!
People always want a test. Yeah, they always want a sign. It's good that God's got patience, man, 'cause you're sure testing mine. He made the sky.
And ocean blue.
The desert dry.
Those islands too.
You can't lie.
You know it's true.
I'm talking about the great I am.
He's talking about the great I am.
Don't doubt.
Time to tell.
Figure out.
What it's all about.
And a stew.
Here's what to do.
God's a friend through thick and thin.
You're safe.
Did I make my point?
Whoa! Hey, what's the big idea?
Is it dry?
Is what dry? The fleece? Oh, hey, it is!
Crazy man!
The fleece is dry, but the ground is soaking wet. It's amazing! It's a miracle! Hey, guess what? God has chosen me!
You don't say.
He wants me to lead the troops to victory over the invading horde.
As I live and breathe.
So let's get going.
And just in the nick of time.
Say, where do we pick up our troops? Join God's army. Get a free flashlight. There you go. There you go. Batteries included. There you go. Have another one. Here's one for you. Men, I want to thank each of you for joining our army.
A little help, please.
We have a very big job to do, but together, and with God's help, I'm sure we'll be victorious. You've got to be kidding. All right, here's the thing. Evidently, there's too many of us. So, whoever doesn't want to be here, you're sure about this? Okay. Whoever doesn't want to be here can go home.
Can we keep the flashlight?
Yes, you can keep the flashlight.
Here we go. I'm at home. Here's my flashlight. I get to keep it.
All right, then. We're now a smaller but still mighty crew. And I'm sure that with God's help, we'll be... What?
I said that might not see me.
You gotta be kidding me. All right. Everyone take five and have a slushie.
Yeah. Oh, slushie.
All right.
So this is a test, too? I don't get it.
There are still too many.
But we're outnumbered by more than 10-1.
Yeah, point.
Well, shouldn't we at least tell them that this is another test?
No, that's the point of this particular test.
But how's drinking a slushie going to show us who should or shouldn't be in God's army?
Brain freeze! Ow! Ow!
Oh, okay, I get it. All right, men. Tonight, we go to battle.
Not to cause problems, but do we get any weapons?
You've already got them. We will defeat the Midianites with our horns and flashlights.
Flashlights?
Sure are a lot of them, aren't there?
That's just what I was thinking.
You doing okay?
Me? Sure.
Okay, just checking.
Did you ever have a hard time trusting God?
Oh, me? No, I see him every day. I know how glorious he is. I know he never breaks his promise. I also know how much he loves you, because he told me.
Thanks.
You know what I think? I think you're doing great. It's easy for an angel to trust God, but you have faith in something you've never even seen. I admire that. Trust him, Gideon. He'll never let you down.
Hey, God, it's me. You and I both know I can't do this on my own. But you can. And that's good enough for me. I pray you'll be with us tonight and that your will be done. That's it, I guess. Oh, one more thing. You could have chosen anybody, but you chose me. Thanks. Amen.
Welcome back to WMID. Music for the attacking hordes.
Yes, hello. I'd like to request Samson's Bringing Down the House.
I'm telling you, it was the strangest dream. Somehow we were totally defeated by the Hebrew army. I mean, wiped out.
Yeah, right. Like that's ever gonna happen.
Yeah. Crazy, huh?
Yeah, it's the craziest thing I've ever heard. Nobody can beat us. Can they?
I didn't need another sign, God, but thanks. Men, this is it. The Lord has delivered the enemy into our hands. He will do the work. All we have to do is trust him that he'll do what he says. Are you with me?
Yes, sir!
I want three groups around the rim of the valley. Wait for my signal. You men come with me. You go to the south end, and so we don't split the peas, you go up the middle.
Did he just make a split pea joke?
What's up?
under attack. Wake up! Wake up, everybody!
Hey, looks like a big premiere.
I wonder what's playing.
The sword of the Lord and of Gideon.
That's not true. God chose me for this time and this place. All I did was trust him that he'd do what he said. And he did.
Good job, Gideon. I got you a little something.
Hail, mighty man of valor. I'll treasure it always. And I know just where I'll keep it. In my nightstand. Right next to my bed. And that's how it really happened.
And there you have it. Today's parade is celebrating Gideon, perhaps the most humble soldier in Israel's history.
A man who learned how to trust God.
Indeed he did. And when we trust God and put aside our fears,
that's when we're victorious too.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Learning to trust God's plan was tough for Gideon, just like it was for you, Mary.
Righto, Bob. And I'm still learning to trust, too.
Thanks for coming to my house, kids. See you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.